If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
From Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on a Monday in Creighton, Bill?
Well, it's a big day for everyone for vehicles. It's Mechanic Monday. Monday, and it's set up out in the parking lot to whip through. You just come right into the parking lot. They have a big loop set up for it there, and he's got eight mechanics that he's brought in. This is all for belts, hoses, timing chains, and oil changes. So, boom, free. Just whip in right there.
Get a free oil change?
Free oil change today. He checks your belts and your hoses and your timing chain.
That's not small, Jake.
No.
You get a whip in there like that. They do it old school. Like a guy's on. Remember the metal wheels on the wooden deal and you slide under the car on? That was a dude.
Hell yes.
When you got one of those it was a zoop underneath that. So he'll be changing the oil. Like now we do it, which is great. It is. There's no problem. I like the oil change. Now we just pull in and someone just walks down underneath it. When you get your oil changed,
we'll call it a well.
Yes, yeah. Someone just standing down there listening to music, changing. Not this day. It's old school with the pan, getting the oil into it. We got belts, hoses, timing change,
service.
And oil changes on Mechanic Monday. So that starts at 8:44. Cars are lining up already.
I guarantee you, the line is going to be ridiculous.
It will be. It'll be ridiculous. Just think about this. You get the question probably is, well, when I'm getting my car service, can I go in and bank? You can every day.
This is a day where I'd be there.
Yeah, you'd want to be there.
So
for
Shin
sure.
Daddy's the mechanic here.
What's that? He will go underneath some certain vehicles. Yes, he checks the work, make sure everything's just so. And if that nothing inside, they're not doing interior. This is it's four phases. It's belts, hoses, timing chain, oil changes.
Belt, hoses, timing. Wow. I mean, that's a great service.
A lot of times the timing chain is what gets overlooked. When's the last time you checked yours?
Never.
Yeah, all of a sudden your timing chain's off, and you're like going, wow, not sure what that means. Oh. But it's off. It's big if it's off.
The belts, hose, everything is this is a great service by Shin Daddy. And the line will be long, though. So I hope he can whip people through.
Are you going to go up there then, sip there or not?
I don't know. I just bring it on.
The lines will be big. Let us know. Take a picture if you're up there in
Mechanic
line.
Mechanic Monday. Yes. It's
not
a great
Manic
idea.
Monday.
No.
Mechanic Monday.
Not Mayhem Monday.
Not Mayhem Monday. We're doing.
The question was, are they topping off fluids and checking wipers as well, Bill?
They will top off fluids. Okay. That is true. That's just kind of a natural right there. Yes. So there'll be wiper fluid will be topped off.
Nice.
Yes.
If you don't need your. Yeah. You don't. Not everybody will need their oil.
Now, make it very clear, though. We're not doing new wipers. That's not part of it.
Check him.
Yeah, just check him. He might let you know he probably should get some, but he's not doing new wipers.
No, I mean, he doesn't have to do everything. Yeah. Shindy does banking. About everything.
It'll be quite a day at the bank.
Mechanic Monday's a great, and you say eight mechanics.
What's eight mechanics?
So they should whip people through
pretty fast. So, yes. Eight, so what it is four lines, two mechanic per car.
Okay.
Boom, 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 whipping through.
I got to think that'll go fairly fast.
Go fairly. Well, I don't know. It's going to be stacked up.
You don't want to rush it. You got to get it right.
I mean, it's not a small thing to offer free oil changes. I don't know how much.
Well, Walton's Electric right next door is also doing a sidewalk sale.
God.
So you can go to the sidewalk
sale.
This
is all on Monday.
It's all on Monday. You can go,
starting the week off.
Or go right across the street to Gregor's and get groceries, too.
Any sale there at all? Any sale at Gregor's?
There'll be some sales.
Okay.
Fresh fruit, cantaloupe, grapes.
God. Seems like a great day in Creighton.
Yeah.
They're getting stuff done. Well, thanks to Shindy Daddy and Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2 and for that great service they're offering today.
Shindy.
I was reading Husker Online on 3 this weekend. Steve Sipple, to my left, to your right, Bill.
It was quite an article.
Was writing.
Oh, cool.
You wrote. Come on, you wrote this weekend. And
I
it was
did.
About
I write every weekend.
Nebraska getting back to, quote, big dog territory.
What was
in
the question?
Football.
What was the question I asked? Andy Staples. You guys
probably, so you talked to Andy?
Yes. Andy Staples.
Tell us
name drop.
He works for On3.
I know, but tell us about the relationship. Have you talked to Andy before? Is this something
I don't
new?
Know Andy like Sean Callahan knows Andy Staples. Andy's been around a long time. Though.
I listen. No, I read him a lot.
Yeah, he's good.
He's good.
It's interesting to me. I think about Andy Staples and Ross Dellinger. Ross, we've talked about this, is pure reporter. I mean, he doesn't opine a lot. He's not really paid to opine. Andy's a little bit of both. Andy's always been interesting to me because he was a great reporter. He's evolved into more of a commentator analysis, but he's still very capable reporter. He knows the national picture about as well as anybody, about as well as anybody who walks the earth, I would say. He just understands the college football big picture. If you read his stuff, what I'm telling you, Bill, is you're friends with Ross Dellinger. He can size up with what Ross reports and make sense of it in a big picture way.
What if we drove to Wichita? Ross was driving. Andy's
to the
in
portal.
Andy's in the back seat right. Your front seat. I'm back seat left. Mm-hmm. And those two are just talking back and forth. And we're just sitting there in the crosshairs. How
well,
would
it would be educational as hell.
And we wouldn't say a word. Occasionally,
we have to ask a few questions
like that. Well, how would this work? Or how do you see this? Something like that.
Oh, it would be ridiculous.
It'd be ridiculous.
The knowledge that would be in that car would... I'm not even joking around right now. It would be ridiculous.
All I would add is how the club face from golf. That's all that I'd probably be able to add.
The trampoline effect
the trampoline
on the driver.
Effect on the driver. That'd be it right now.
The trampoline effect. It's very real. We're banned. Anyway, I asked him the question, can Nebraska... This is the question I believe... I don't know about you guys. It's in the back of my mind all the time. All the time. It was in the back of my mind this weekend when I was reading about Urban Meyer saying the Big Ten has surpassed the SEC. And
which
I think
gets that later on in the show.
Yeah, which got... Okay, so I'll save that. So I asked Andy the other day, Friday, can Nebraska occupy that territory? We talk about this stuff all the time. Can they occupy the territory that Ohio State occupies, that Oregon occupies, that Penn State occupies? I'd say Michigan. You'd have to put Michigan in there too, even though they lost, last year, 4 or 5? Did they lose five?
Five games.
They did win the national title in 2023. I said on a regular basis, can Nebraska be with those guys? He said, I don't know about annually, but Andy said, I do think Nebraska can get to where it's competitive with those teams on a regular basis. Now, he pointed out the Ohio State's a little different, and we've had this conversation too. They've never really had a sustained period of struggle, so they're a little different. Now, what Andy says is that the reason Nebraska in this era, the transfer portal era, the NIL era, there's the reason why Nebraska can be with those teams on a regular basis, define regular basis however you want. He says it's because a lot of the things that were impediments for Nebraska. Now, you can agree with this or disagree. I tend to agree. He says because of a lot of the things that were impediments for Nebraska that caused it to be not so good from the early 2000s until now, so 25 years effectively, those have been taken away. Geography doesn't matter as much. This is what he says. I agree with that. Geography became extremely important for a while. It's still important to a certain extent. He says, now it's not. He said, recent success, how many guys you put in the NFL in the last 5 years, for instance, mattered a great deal in the super team era, basically the Nick Saban era at Alabama. But he said that doesn't matter as much because now you can do what? Just offer more money to land, we'll call them top shelf players. So the things that kept Nebraska down, in his opinion, are gone. And I generally agree with him. I don't, but now here's where I didn't ask him this, but I wouldn't rank Nebraska as a top 10 job, but I might rank him as a top 20 job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talked about this before. Yeah. Nebraska really doesn't have any excuses anymore, in my opinion.
In the past couple, being out speaking at different events, people have kind of, the sidebar, like, huh, this NIL and portal stuff. And I'll be like, are you a Nebraska fan? I am. I go, but this NIL portal stuff, I said, you better be happy the NIL portal thing is here.
Right.
God. Because you are in the top 10%.
God. You got a chance.
You are in the top 10%. You are set up. Nebraska is set up. They have been financially strong forever. They have a tradition. They have a fan base. They have a collective that understands what's going on. This $20.5 million that just crushed some people. Mm-hmm. It made you concerned at Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Didn't crush you.
No.
New did not crush you at all. And so if you're Nebraska right now, you're ecstatic about this.
Listen to this.
You're ecstatic about this.
I this is what I wrote. It just jibes completely. The stool is aligned in this particular category. I said, if I were a Nebraska fan, I wouldn't grumble too loudly about the new age college game because it should prove to be largely beneficial if the Huskers play their cards right. Now, you have to, there's still, just because you have money as an organization, the Dallas Cowboys, doesn't guarantee anything. You still have to go after the right players. You still have to manage
your
roster.
Yeah, you look at, probably the team you look at the most right now would be Miami.
The Miami Hurricanes?
Yes, they've went after some players, and even last year they had the top number one pick in the draft and did not make the playoffs.
Correct.
So the Cowboys, NFL, you can't factor in really because there's a salary cap and you get the same number of drafts and the same number. They're just worth more because people are gravitated to them. That's why they're America's team.
Right.
That's why they're worth so much there in Dallas. But the teams you look at now, it's like, and that is, we talked about earlier, probably why did the Alabama job become so difficult? Mm-hmm. Because of NIL. Because they were so far ahead of everyone else, or at least two or three teams were so far ahead. In Alabama, the state of Alabama, and also booster-wise, they are not as prominent as Texas.
What about?
Not as prominent probably as A&M. There's probably several schools that are ahead of Alabama. So DeBoer is expected to produce at a high level, mm-hmm. national championships, but the landscape has changed so much from when Saban was there.
I know.
That's so much.
Kind of what Andy was getting at. Nebraska.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/heartbreak or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/heartbreak.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
I never know. I don't know. Beyond the peds, I never know what to say in terms of who are their big boosters. They're moneyed. Nebraska has the money. But I don't know exactly. I don't, and I wouldn't say the names out loud anyway. But I don't know exactly who they go to anymore for the big checks. I don't know that there's a ton of people, right? 6 to 10, probably.
Probably wouldn't be incredible.
The peds. But this is the peds are the key.
This is where you keep. I'm just telling you, keep reading about it. Corporate America getting in. So there was give you an example. The other day, the 49ers sold off 6.2%. To like three families. They're worth whatever, $6 to $7 billion. So the 6% that they got paid was like $375 million. Mm-hmm. That's for 6%. Can you imagine if you sold off 15% of Nebraska Athletics and someone gave you $600 million?
That'd be substantial.
It's coming. Corporate America is coming to college football.
And Nebraska should benefit from that, too.
They would benefit from that, because all of a sudden someone looks at it and goes, this is financially good for us. This could be one of those things where all of a sudden, when does whoever get involved with Nebraska, people might have not been very involved before, be like going, hold it now. I'm not interested in giving you money. I'm interested in purchasing, because this is now a plus side for my portfolio or for my – that makes a difference.
Plus side. Hey, here's the deal with this. I'm not running Matt Rhule out of this job at all. This job, if you're a Nebraska fan, I would take some level of comfort in that this will always probably be an attractive job in this climate. This job is attractive.
Yes.
It's an attractive job for a head coach. Rhule is in, it's kind of interesting. When Rhule took the job, it really wasn't the current climate. It's changed a lot since he took the job in late 2022. The world's changed a lot, and I would say it's changed for Nebraska for the better.
100. So I said, every time I say it, hey, boy, I don't like this stuff. You better. But right now, how it is, advantage Nebraska.
Yeah.
Major advantage.
It's money.
For Nebraska.
You're in the right conference. You still have history. The missing component, Jacob, is winning. If they start winning, then you almost have everything. You have the facilities. You have an incredible facility. I don't know if they have the nicest training facility in the country, but it has to be top five, right?
Top five or top ten.
Okay. It's really nice.
If you go Division I football, top 5%.
You have a fan base that's incredible. You have an NIL structure that's
this place
perfect.
Is ready to explode.
I would think so.
I mean, you're not. There's everything. Everything is there except for the winning. Everything.
Yeah, I don't know. I stop short of saying ready to explode, but it should be viable. Now, going back to the original question, I can't work out in my mind why Nebraska can't be Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, Michigan. It should be. It's not, though. That's the thing. It's not. You can't say that it is right now. It's not.
You can't be more remote than Penn State.
You're remote.
It's remote as you can possibly get.
Pretty remote. Now, the difference, though, is more people in Pennsylvania and more players, right?
There is.
There's feeder schools to Penn State. So it's a little different in that regard, right?
A little bit.
Yeah. The talent. You don't have the talent base in Nebraska. You don't. So that's, I guess... Some would say, wasn't that geography? Yes and no. Yes, it is. But you can go, like, their whole strategy now doesn't really involve a lot of Nebraska recruiting. So I think that's what Andy's talking about. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's something that, like the Jet Tamala discussion, you know, by the way.
Got a Bama offer last week. Don't forget that.
I guarantee Ohio State's a little scared about
that. I'm sure they are.
Right? But yeah, so Andy, so now
Andy says yes, though. Andy says at least not maybe on an annual basis, but year to year,
on a regular basis. Now, here's the question I have: why not on an annual basis?
See, I think my pushback on that is there's going to be a lot of teams we're going to make our run. Happens like it's like almost like NFL. Like, okay, we're going to put this thing
all
together.
In.
We're going to all in because we have a quarterback that's on his last year who's playing very well of his rookie contract.
Do you mean a temporary thrust?
Yeah, not temporary, but just there's going to be a lot of teams also going to go, okay, we're going to put one together. We have things going.
A run together.
Might be all of a sudden, let's just say that Raiola stays for 4 years. Going into his fourth year, he's playing at the highest level. This is our chance. We need to be all in around him. And now that's where but then there's a lot of out there. What does that mean? It means we have our rev sharing of $20.5 million. What is the NIL part of it?
Right.
What are we allowed to do? What are the rules? Can you now over – that's the big question now.
That's
is
the
how
question,
much,
yeah.
How much can you go above and beyond?
The clearinghouse question that we don't know, really. We don't know that.
No one knows.
Is it unlimited?
But there's going to be some runs where you say, listen, this is our chance.
I get it.
This
okay,
is
but,
our chance.
But, Bill – can't you do that and say, this is our chance, and this is our chance to win it all? But you don't have to have a big drop-off besides that, right?
Don't have to, but I see teams.
You see what I'm saying?
I see teams being very Michigan. Unbelievable team. Yeah, they're a really good team. Then what happened? They knew they were loaded coming back, and they win it all.
They were loaded.
They win it all. Then things drop off. And right now, they drop off. The quarterback room was horrendous last year.
It was
now.
Bad.
Now, yeah. If they go true freshman, does anyone think right now that Michigan's in it for a potential national championship next year?
Not really.
No one's talking about it. It's like, I don't know. We'll wait and see.
I don't think they got that team.
No one thinks they have that team. Then all of a sudden, in a couple of years, so it goes championship when you have that logo. Mm-hmm. It goes to be championship, mm-hmm. Maybe a drop-off, slight this, all of a sudden, and then it crescendos.
What's the drop-off to you?
Well, theirs was strong. I thought Michigan was a little bit too much because
drop-off?
Just imagine Michigan – if Michigan would have went and got Will Howard last year, they win two more games easily.
Eight last night.
There was a chance.
Eight last year,
in November,
nine.
In November, they thought, we weren't sure they'd make a bowl game. They had five wins entering November.
And what did they win last year? Eight or nine?
They won eight and five.
So is that the floor?
That would be the floor. I say most teams, if you have that, a really good run. Except, I have a hard time thinking, Ohio State's favored in everything to either win the Big Ten, do unless like, man, that's going to be hard. They're replacing 15 draft picks. 15,
here's my question. Why can't Nebraska be like Michigan? Why can't they occasionally make a run, but the floor is not that bad, like eight?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I see teams in this, would it be Michigan/Nebraska, having those runs, slight drop, ding, 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 down, and all of a sudden, then now you have the new quarterback, and it goes back like this.
But what you don't want is what we've seen at Nebraska, which is ding, 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 four
or three
wins.
Three wins. 3-9.
Ding, 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 five
Nebraska
wins.
should never be a below eight team ever.
That's a statement now.
I agree with, but no, but I made the statement. They should never be a below eight team.
100% no. Agree with
yeah.
you.
That should never
I happen. Think that's what. Where that's
so it
but,
goes,
but that's hey, they have been. They have been
for the last 8 years or so.
Hey,
but that's why there's confusion. I mean, there's confusion.
Yeah, the last
like,
8 years are confusing. It's like, what happened? What the hell happened here?
But the best thing that happened to him is NIL, just so you know.
It's
the best thing because
Rule has a good job.
If they don't have that right now, if you don't have that at all, and it's just because things had drastically changed. And things had drastically changed. And if everything was just as status quo as things were going, Nebraska wasn't trending the right direction. Now they have now it's like now you have the ability to do what? You have the ability to get high end players.
Which they have. They went and got guys.
People can always say, well, in the past they had those too. Well, that was the past. Things have changed. Oregon was horrific in football. Now they're not. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of things, now they're not. So there's a lot of different ways to look at it. Nebraska's in a great spot.
You got to win now. Now that the thing is, you got to win because then it will be easier, even easier to buy players. Sounds so weird, but in recruit players, but it will be like Isaiah World might be here and not Oregon. If you're coming off an 11 win season, if you're coming off a Big Ten championship, maybe you have your first priority left tackle.
Yep.
Now, because in football, it's about four to six. But four, if you have all of a sudden you add a pass rusher, that's unbelievable, and a D lineman, or you add a linebacker and a pass rusher, an offense, you add two. You need four to five probably on that. Where in softball, Nebraska's nowhere near where they're at right now without Jordy.
No, they're absolutely not.
Same way at Texas Tech. They signed one.
They're not.
They went and got
one superstar.
And one superstar has changed both of those teams. You just go, because right now, if Canada would have went to Oklahoma this year, they're winning it all. Yeah. And Texas Tech is nowhere near where they're supposed to be.
Think about the value of that player.
One player.
The value of Jordy Ball to the state is enormous. Yeah. You can't pay her like what she's really worth. I mean, that's a lot of money.
12 at bats, no outs.
Well, she entered the conversation. How much excitement is there right now?
So I want you to think about that. That's like being a combination of Mike Minner at safety and then Eric Crouch but you do both of them. I'm the quarterback,
right?
And then I also play defense.
Yeah,
and I'm really great, not
Travis
good.
Hunter.
There's potential. So Jordy Ball would be an All American pitcher and an All American hitter.
She's like
that doesn't happen.
Take the
major league,
not Division One.
She's a combination of Babe Ruth and Tom Seaver.
Seaver, with Seaver,
yes, the
right hand,
yes. Yes, good conversation. Before we get to break,
who was the big left-hander of these?
Steve Carlton.
Steve Carlton.
His nickname is Lefty. And I called him a big right-hander.
Yes, Keith Mann got you on that one. Good.
Keith Mann. Very dry.
Before we get to break, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Ugh. Oh, God.
Shiver down the spine.
No. Oh, my.
Laura, I'm sorry.
You don't want that to happen. And the way to avoid that is calling our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. They're in all 93 counties of the state with a 99% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity for your business or for just your own personal well-being. If you want a free consultation, you can get that at AppliedConnective.com.
Things would have been much cleaner at the PGA this weekend if Applied Connect would have been involved. There would have been a lot of things.
They should have got the call.
They would have handled things much better. Will would have whisked out there. He would have handled everything. Give us an update, Will, from Fullerton, though, the amount of rain, please, if you could. We'd like to know that.
What would Jake say about the PGA?
That's a
you problem.
That's a you problem. You be you.
Applied.
Jake, that's a Jake go-to. That's a you problem.
Problem. AppliedConnected.com. When we come back, Mr. Irrelevant. He's not always a bad thing. I'll tell you why. Next, an early break on the ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand. Through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.